It has been a chilly, damp, and rather raw Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. It has been damp in spots. We've had some showers come through along with light rain and some drizzle. And of course, that dampness makes it feel even cooler. So it's definitely a heavier coat kind of afternoon. It's a great afternoon to make a nice big pot of soup or perhaps warm up with a big cup of hot tea or coffee. And moving into tonight, those spotty showers and drizzle will come to an end. There's the chance for a few mountain snow showers, but that should be about it. Temperatures will be cool, running in the 30s. That is seasonable for mid-November. A few spots may end up dipping close to the freezing mark, so I can't rule out a couple of slippery spots on the roads overnight. And tomorrow is going to be a fairly typical November day. We'll have temperatures largely in the 40s. It is going to be breezy, and that's going to make it feel cooler. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine, and there's the chance for some spotty rain and snow showers, primarily in the mountains. Most areas will be dry tomorrow, so it's going to be a fine day to get outside, but you will want to have those heavier coats and maybe even a scarf and some gloves. And then on Sunday, a cold front will approach, so clouds will increase, and the rain chances will increase through the day. The best chance for rain will be during Sunday afternoon. So if you have any outdoor activities planned on Sunday, the earlier you can get them done in the day, the better. And as the day moves along, it will be a bit breezy as well. Ahead of that front, temperatures will be in the 40s and 50s. And then behind the front on Monday, we'll be back into the 40s region-wide. A cool breeze will blow out of the west and northwest, and there will be a scattering of rain and snow showers. So some good old-fashioned November weather is ahead for the weekend. In the tropics today, Eta is no longer a tropical system. The remnants are passing well to the southeast of New England. Tropical Storm Theta is way out in the eastern Atlantic. And earlier today, a new tropical depression formed in the Caribbean Sea. That is forecast to become a hurricane and move into Central America in the coming days. That's a major, major concern because that's the same area that was hit by Eta a little while back. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with some mountain snow showers, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, some mountain rain and snow showers, breezy and cool, highs in the low to mid 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some mountain snow showers, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, some mountain rain and snow showers, breezy and cool, highs in the low to mid 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool with a high around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cool with highs in the mid-40s. Region-wide on Sunday, increasing clouds with the chance of rain, breezy, highs in the 40s and 50s. And on Monday, partly sunny with some rain and snow showers, breezy and cool with highs in the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.